Vision. Vision is seeing a future state with the mind's eye. Vision is applied imagination. You see, all things were created twice. First, a mental creation. Second, a physical creation. The first creation is vision. It's the beginning of the process of reinventing oneself or of an organization reinventing itself. It represents desire, dreams, hopes, goals, and plans. But these dreams or visions are not just fantasies. They are reality not yet brought into the physical sphere, like the blueprint of a house before it's built, or the musical notes in a score just waiting to be played. Most of us don't envision or realize our own potential. William James said, "Most people live in a very restricted circle of their potential being. We all have reservoirs of energy and genius to draw upon of which we do not even dream." Close quote. Each of us has immeasurable power and capacity to reinvent our lives. In the following story, notice how one grief-stricken woman was able to create a new vision of her life. Listen to her story. "I was 46 years old when my husband Gordon was diagnosed with cancer. Without hesitation, I took early retirement to be with him. Although his death 18 months later was expected, my grief consumed me. I sorrowed over our dreams unfulfilled. I was only 48 and had no reason to live. My overarching question through my sorrow was, why did God take Gordon and not me? I felt Gordon had so much more to offer the world than I had. With my body, mind, and spirit fatigued beyond measure, I was motivated to find a new meaning in my life. I grabbed onto the idea that all things are created twice, first mentally and then physically. I had to ask myself what talents I had. An aptitude assessment test clarified for me what my strongest abilities were. To create a sense of balance in my life, I focused on the four parts of my nature. On an intellectual level, I realized that I loved to teach. Spiritually and socially, I wanted to continue to support the racial harmony we had endeavored to create in our biracial marriage. Emotionally, I knew I needed to give love. When my mother was alive, she would rock critically ill babies in the hospital. I wanted to give comfort as she had and continue her legacy of unconditional love. I was afraid to fail, but I told myself it would be okay to try different things, like trying on hats. If I didn't like teaching after a semester, I didn't have to go back. I began by going to graduate school so that I could teach on the college level. Graduate school is hard, but at age 48, it was especially tough. I was so used to passing documents off to my secretary to type, it took me a semester just to learn how to type my own papers. Turning off the TV and returning the cable box were acts of sheer will. I completed graduate school and began teaching at a historically black college in Little Rock, Arkansas. I was appointed by the governor to serve on the Martin Luther King Commission to improve racial relations. I rocked crack babies and AIDS infants who are hooked up to ventilators for however short a period of time they have. I know I'm giving comfort, and that gives me a sense of peace. Now my life is good. I can feel Gordon smiling at me. He told me time and time again before he died that he wanted me to have a life full of laughter, happy memories, and good things. How could I waste my life with that directive on my conscience? I don't think I could. I have an obligation to live my life the best I can for the people I love the most, whether they are here or on the other side." Close quote. Albert Einstein said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge." You see, memory is past. It is finite. Vision is future. It is infinite. Vision is greater than history, greater than baggage, greater than the emotional scars of the past. When someone asked Einstein what question he would ask God if he could ask one, he replied, "How did the universe start?" Because everything after that is just math. And then after thinking for a while, he changed his mind. He said, "Instead, I would ask, why was the universe created?" because then I would know the meaning of my own life. Perhaps the most important vision of all is to develop a sense of self, a sense of your own destiny, a sense of your unique mission and role in life, a sense of purpose and meaning. When testing your own personal vision, first ask yourself, does the vision tap into my voice, my energy, my unique talent? Does it give me a sense of calling, a cause worthy of my commitment? Acquiring such meaning requires profound personal reflection, asking deep questions, and envisioning. The author, filmmaker, and world-renowned storyteller Sir Lawrence Vanderpost said, "Without vision, we all suffer from an insufficiency of data. We look at life myopically, that is, through our own lens, our own world. Vision enables us to transcend our autobiography, our past, to rise above our memory. This is particularly practical in human relationships and creates a magnanimity of spirit toward others." Close quote. When we talk about vision, it's important to consider not only the vision of what's possible out there, but also the vision of what we see in other people, their unseen potential. Vision is about more than just getting things done, accomplishing some task, achieving something. It is about discovering and expanding our view of others, affirming them, believing in them, and helping them discover and realize the potential within them. In short, helping them find or create their own voice. In many Eastern cultures, people greet others by putting their arms in an inverted V shape at their chest and bowing to the other person. In doing so, they are saying, "I salute the greatness in you," or "I salute the divinity within you." I know another person who, when she encounters a person, says audibly or in her heart, "I love you. What is your name?" Seeing people through the lens of their potential and their best actions, rather than through the lens of their current behavior or weaknesses, generates positive energy and reaches out and embraces others. This affirming action is also one of the keys to rebuilding broken relationships. It is also the key to successful parenting. There is great power in viewing people separately from their behavior, for as we do, we affirm their fundamental unconditional worth. When we perceive and acknowledge the potential of others, it is as if we hold up a mirror to them reflecting the best within them. This affirming vision not only frees them to become their best, but we too are freed from reacting to unwanted behavior. When people behave far below their potential, our affirming attitude and words become, "That's not like you." While on an international trip many years ago, I remember being introduced to a young man about 18 years old. He had had some great challenges in his youth, including drug and alcohol abuse. Though he was turning his life around as the two of us visited alone, I could tell that he was struggling for a sense of direction and doubted himself. I also discerned that he was a special young man full of greatness and real potential. It beamed from his countenance and spirit. Before we parted, I looked him right in the eye and told him that I believed that he would be a person of great influence in the world throughout his life, and that he had unusual gifts and potential. Almost 20 years later, he has become one of the most promising, able young men I know, and is a professional of real accomplishment. A friend of mine was recently visiting with him. During their conversation, this young man spontaneously recounted the experience I described above. Of it, he said, "You have no idea how that 1 hour impacted my life. I was told that I was someone with potential that far surpassed what I had ever imagined. That thought caught hold inside me. It has made all of the difference in the world." Cultivating the habit of affirming people, of frequently and sincerely communicating your belief in them, particularly teenagers who are going through what's called the second identity crisis, is supremely important. It's a relatively small investment with incalculable, unbelievable results. Again, remember the incredible effect that has upon us when someone communicates his or her belief in us, that is, in our potential, when we don't believe in ourselves, that comes from our history.